Murder on the Celtic by Edward Marston. Read by James Langton. 1. New York City, 1910.
It's not fair, said Genevieve, with a hint of petulance.
Not fair, he echoed.
No, George. Other couples cross the Atlantic as a means of celebrating their marriage. But the moment we step aboard a ship, we always have to conceal the fact that we're man and wife.
It's all in a good cause, said Dillman.
Is it?
Of course. It helps us to do our job properly.
I still don't like it.
Neither do I, Genevieve. But work must come first. If we operate as a married couple, then there's a limit to the number of people we can get to know during a voyage. Since we have to be seen together all the time, our movement is restricted. And as private detectives, he argued, we need the maximum amount of freedom on board.
I don't want freedom. I want my husband.
Dillman grinned. I'll come and tuck you in every night.
It's not enough.
Then I'll have to add a few refinements.
I want to travel as Mrs. George Dillman, she said wistfully, not get divorced every time I walk up a gangway.
They were in their room at a New York hotel, ready to embark on their latest assignment.